Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Thank you for joining me today as we continue on. Well, we haven't gotten very far, but a message I've entitled Visions from Eternity. And why should I name it that? Because I believe in the heart of God when He created you, when He caused you to be born into this world, you were important to Him. He had a plan for you. And regardless of how you think that has turned out at this point, regardless of mistakes you've made, bad decisions you've determined to take, the failures you may have experienced, the sorrows, the pain, the disobedience in terms of the Lord, regardless of all those things, God loves you, and He's always bringing us back on track. Like I shared on Monday, I felt some are just stuck spiritually, and we could say, well, I'm spiritually all right, but physically I'm going, well, you know, it's possible. It's hard for us to discern actually what's going on in our hearts. Why did David say, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou troubled within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help and health of His countenance." So, beloved, there are times we don't even know what's going on within us, but it's important that we come to the Lord and ask Him to be quiet before Him, to seek His face, and to find out what He is wanting for us right now. For today, this day, God has a plan. He wants to lead you by the Spirit of God. Or if you're late at night, He's got a plan for tomorrow. And His plan is also to give you some good rest. He gives His beloved sleep. Amen. And that sleep should be sweet. Praise God. And some of you struggling with that have written, and I'm believing and praising God that you're going to come into a new place where that sleep that you experience will be all that you need on a physical, mental, emotional level to remain strong in the Lord. I'm thinking of a particular individual who wrote from San Francisco, but right now, let's just pray. Some of you dealing with insomnia, a lot of times that's it can be physical issues that are going on, your general health, or it also can be stress and anxiety. Father, we come to You. Lord, this is so important. We need sufficient rest. And Lord, You promised, as our days are, so shall our strength be. But Lord, we know that strength is hindered and hampered if we don't get sufficient rest. That's why You were so strong on determining that there should be a day of rest, the Sabbath rest, for the people of Israel. And that principle still exists today, a time of rest, a time of activity. And so, Father, I come against the spirit of insomnia, those troubling dreams, things that would torment a person in their subconscious state. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and I command you to leave the people of God, the beloved of the Lord. And Father, I thank You that their sleep shall be sweet in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, coming back to where we are, visions from eternity. God has a plan for every day of our lives. And you may be, you know, we're talking about dreams and hopes and desires. You know, I'm thinking of that scripture. I thought of it just before I came on the air. Without a vision, the people perish. And that's why I'm making the effort to, with the Lord's help, my words are so inadequate, but only the Holy Spirit can make it alive to you, that without a vision, the people perish. That's true in our own lives. If we don't have a spiritual sense of where we're at and where we're going, we're just going to be stagnating. We're going to be sitting there with and just floating around without a sense of direction. And God doesn't want that. There's times we just have to hold our ground, even in waiting on God. There may be, you know, you're not doing anything. You're just waiting on God. That's very purposeful. That has a distinct a time in all of our lives when we don't do anything, but we wait on God. And so, beloved, whether it is some life's dream, life's purpose, life's enterprise, you know, starting a new business, making a decision for marriage, or starting a new ministry, or starting a ministry, whatever those major important decisions in your life. How do we make those happen? Well, I'm also talking about those what we would consider small, insignificant. No, there's nothing small and insignificant in terms of our lives. Where's your heart at? How there may be things in terms of the Spirit of God, the fruit of the Spirit that God wants to cause to manifest in a much greater dimension in your life. How patient are you? How often do you lose your temper? How stubborn are you? Huh? Are you willing to learn from others? Oh, I know, I'm stopping preaching and I'm meddling now. That's what Brother Glass used to say. But let's go on and let's learn whatever those pictures or photographs within your heart, those invisible things that God has put within you, how to bring them into a reality. What's the purpose of fivefold ministry, right? And do we all come into the unity of the faith? Okay, that's good. We're in agreement. That means agreement. And unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The Holy Spirit's plan for your life, beloved, let me tell you right now, if you wonder what God is doing, He's trying to make you more like Jesus. That is the overarching, overall plan and purpose of the Holy Spirit. Now, He can work those out. He works that plan out in very particular details. He customizes it for each one of us. He is the best, the world's most marvelous personal trainer. And of course, we use that term in terms of achieving physical goals. That could be another thing. You just want to lose weight. All right, that's one of your goals. That's one of your desires. You want to be improved health. You want to make exercise a part of your life. You want to be faithful in terms of reading the Word of God every day. You want to be able to be open to those opportunities God gives you to be able to witness to others. You want to be able to give more. You want the Lord's handling of your finances. You know, I'm thinking of a dear brother. He's in ministry, and he wants $1 million to be able to use to be useful for the Lord and to make things happen for the kingdom. Well, that's wonderful, and God certainly may give him that if that's his plan. However, what are you doing with what you've got right now? Right? Are you tithing? Are you giving to the Lord? Are you giving offerings of love and appreciation and thanksgiving? Oh, you see, I just, you know, I'm covering all the bases, beloved. I don't care where you are. Every one of these areas fits you. God, that's why God had you listen. He wants you to have those dreams He's given deep within you to become a reality. Okay, let's start. Now, the first step is to be a wise steward over what you presently have. Not just your material things, but over your present responsibilities. Why, you know, why should we be concerned, for example, about praying for our nation, praying for our leaders, praying for revival? Why should we be concerned about stuff like that? Well, beloved, you have been called as a king and a priest unto Jesus. He's washed us with His own blood. It says in that first chapter of Revelation, has made us kings and priests unto our God, and we are going to rule and reign with Him. Beloved, whether you like it or not, we'll all have different maybe areas, metrons of responsibility and rulership. Some may have great responsibilities, others maybe not as far-reaching, but we all have responsibilities. So what are you doing with the ones God's given you? Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Jesus said in Matthew, in that parable 25:21, I will make thee ruler over many things. And beloved, with that, sometimes that means enduring stuff you don't like. You just might have to be faithful at that job until God opens a door for another one. Or you need to be patient and faithful have ears to hear wherever you might be. I'm thinking of a dear couple. They totally love the Lord. In fact, he was one of our elders. Well, I think I shared this maybe years ago on the broadcast, but no matter what Brother Glass did, they were never satisfied, he and his wife. Either he was preaching too much and he wasn't ministering enough, or if he was ministering, sometimes a whole service would be devoted to personal ministry, then he wasn't preaching enough. You could never satisfy them. So God opened up a door several states away, and with our blessings, they went and departed and were given the pastorate of a church, 100 people, good tithers, financially stable, and in less than a year, the church fell apart. It closed. So, beloved, you see what I mean? That's an example of, you know, being critical. Oh, you've got it, and you know what you would do. Oh, well, you know what? That's the mark of youth, isn't it? But sometimes also, these were not young people. It's a mark of spiritual immaturity. And I'm not saying, you know, if God is moving on you and things aren't right in a church situation, well, then I'm not saying for you to leave. That's between you and God. He may have you stay there to pray, to witness, to intercede. But then there may be a time he just wants you to move on. God, you know, no one governs your life. It needs to be the Holy Spirit. Let me just say something here. So often we want to hear a word. We want a personal word. How wonderful that is. It's for comfort, exhortation, edification. But beloved, no prophet is going to take the place of the Holy Spirit. God does not want you dependent on personal prophecy or a word from the Lord. So often people have gone up to me, others, do you have a word from the Lord? Well, you know, those prophetic words are to affirm and to confirm and to encourage and exhort. But the Holy Spirit, he doesn't want any human being, I don't care how anointed and prophetic they are, to take the place of the Holy Spirit's guidance in your life. And when you're willing to listen to God and be patient before him, then many times he will give a wonderful word, personal word of encouragement. And so, beloved, the Holy Spirit is the one who wants to be first and foremost in your life, because he's got a job to do, and he doesn't like to be thwarted in it by any means. He doesn't want to be grieved, and his job is to reveal Jesus in your life and to make you like Jesus. Isn't it nice how the Holy Spirit can simplify the gospel? Anyway, I love you. You can see I'm all wound up. Well, we didn't get very far today. This might take 3 months to go through. At any rate, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for listening. I do ask for your continued prayers. If it wasn't for your prayers, your financial help, we couldn't stay on the station for probably it's been 40 years now. Anyway, I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,